in the limelight.
The only solution to the Afghan crisis, exacerbated by the refusal of the U.S. to release several billion dollars of Afghanistan's own funds, even on humanitarian grounds, similar to the economic terrorism of Washington against many countries, is the formation of an inclusive government as soon as possible. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by Kahan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading All-Inclusive Government, Only Solution to Afghanistan's Problems. Stay tuned for more. A country freshly freed from foreign occupation, and that too from the tentacles of the world's topmost terrorist entity, the U.S., faces a myriad of problems and many years to recover. But if unity is absent and a militia concentrates power in its hands through the barrels of guns at the expense of all other ethnic, religious, and political groups that make that country a nation, then it will be called factional occupation with no guarantee for peace, stability, progress, and survival. This is the sorry state of Afghanistan at present, since the Taliban that seized power in Kabul earlier this year, or was tacitly handed control by the Americans, seems unwilling to form a broad-based national unity government. This does not augur well for Afghanistan's future and even for the Taliban, which so far, despite the earnest advice of good neighborly Iran and the rural countries, has not included any representative from the Tajik, Hazara, Uzbek, and other ethnic groups, as well as from Shia Muslims that make up over a quarter of the country's population. The Taliban are not even willing to share power with fellow Pashto speakers, many of whom do not agree with the ideology of the militant group. As a result, the current rulers of Afghanistan have failed to win political recognition by neighbors eager to help it recover from decades of destruction as well as from most world countries. The only solution to the crisis exacerbated by the refusal of the United States of America to release several billion dollars of Afghanistan's own funds, even on humanitarian grounds, similar to the economic terrorism of Washington against many countries such as the Islamic Republic of Iran, is the formation of an inclusive government as soon as possible. This was the gist of the speech delivered in Islamabad by Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian to the 17th Extraordinary Session of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Council of Foreign Ministers in the Pakistani capital recently. He said, "Sustainable security and political and social stability in Afghanistan are possible only through real collective participation and an inclusive and effective government in which all ethnicities and religious groups play a role." Iran's topmost diplomat noting that the Islamic Republic has over the past 100 days delivered more than 13 humanitarian aid consignments to various cities of Afghanistan pointed out in a brotherly manner to the participants, including the Taliban delegation from Kabul, that any delay in the formation of an inclusive government in Afghanistan will give the war-torn people's enemies the chance to activate an extensive network of social criminals through spreading the terrorism of Daesh, creating economic hardships and critical conditions in livelihood, healthcare, and basic needs of life. while presenting a four-point solution for resolving the crisis that included the release of Afghanistan's assets in foreign banks, he said, national reconciliation, national cohesion, and inclusive participation in government and governance, alongside the good faith and benevolent contribution of neighboring countries, as well as regional and Muslim states in the fight against terrorism, insecurity and instability, in addition to providing humanitarian assistance, are the most urgent requirements for supporting Afghan people and guaranteeing a bright future for them. Hopefully, the friendly advices of Iran and other countries would be heeded in Kabul, and soon an inclusive government would be formed with the participation of all ethnic, religious, and political groups.